Hello there. You're listening to Ethnic Lesbian and Random. And guess what that means, ladies and gents? Yo, being lesbian is where it's at. Don't act like you ain't feeling max. You don't have to like the ladies to partake. But same sex, where it's at. Sit, stand, drink a cold one. Do what you want, cause ELR is about to entertain. Alright, you ready? Cause here it goes. The show is starting now. Enjoy.
Welcome to Americana. Please make your selection followed by the pound sign now.
Feelings, nothing more than feelings. Trying to forget my feelings of hate. Beating on your face, trying to forget my feelings of hate. Feelings, all my life I feel it. Wish I never met you, you'll make me sick again. Feelings, whoa, feelings, whoa, feelings. Ain't on my mind.
Yes, this is Kim. You've probably been wondering where I disappeared to. And I wish that I could say that I was off on some amazing tropical island or something like that. Or in Brazil, marrying a Brazilian woman or something. Or something interesting, but nope. I've just been laying in my bed because I'm lazy. And I have a king-size bed, and it's very comfortable. And I just sleep and read. Get up for work, work, go to the gym, lay down, read, sleep, rinse, lather, repeat. Yep. And since that's boring, we'll just get into the news before I bore the hell out of you people. Alright, we got a couple stories here. We're going to start out with we're going to start out with some audio because I enjoy when there's moments in the podcast where I'm not talking. However, I will introduce this clip first. And I got this clip from one of my favorite sites, boxturtlebulletin.com. Check it out. Good GLBT news there. Anyway, starts out, Senator Rick Santorum held a Q&A at Penn State on Tuesday where he entered into this exchange with a Penn State student about the social science showing that kids and families headed by gay parents have just as good outcomes as children and families headed by heterosexual parents. Check it out.
Bob, the interview was yesterday, but it's going to be shown tomorrow night on CNN. I had Pierce Morgan call me a bigot because I believe what the Catholic Church teaches with respect to homosexuality. I'm a bigot. So now I'm a bigot, because I believe what the Bible teaches. Now, what 2,000 years of teaching and moral theology is now bigoted. And of course, we don't elect bigots to office. We don't give them professional licenses. We don't give them preferential tax treatment. If you're a preacher and you preach bigoted things, you think you're going to be allowed to have a 501c3 as a church? Of course not. No, this has profound consequence to the entire ecology, moral ecology of America. It will undermine the family. It will destroy faith in America. And does anybody go out there and make the argument as to why this is a good thing? Because it will happen. Make the argument why this is right. I don't hear those arguments.
There are plenty of... I don't hear them making...
What's the of social science.
I'm not going to attempt to say that there's this one and this one and this one, but it is extremely unfair to you for you to say that there are no social science reports that suggest that children are okay in a same-sex relationship. There are plenty of statistical studies that show that they are just as happy, as successful as everything else, as long as they have two parents to support you.
I see. And so you, the American Psychological Association.
American Psychological Association has enumerated.
I understand.
1974.
I understand.
That gay marriage is not.
I understand that. The American Psychological Association is made up of people who agree with the American Psychological Association, just like the AMA.
It's made up of.
Excuse me. There are a lot of psychologists don't belong to the American Psychological Association. A lot of doctors don't belong to the American Medical Association. All these associations prove is that they have a point of view, and the people who join them, they agree with that point of view. That's not evidence. An organization supporting a position is not evidence that benefits a society.
Are you a psychiatrist?
My dad was. My dad was.
Are you a medical doctor?
I'm not, but that's not the point, lawyer. Okay, let's be a lawyer here.
Well, because no, a group we're going to be a lawyer.
Time out.
Time out.
I've given you a chance. I'll give you mine. Time out.
You just like that.
Okay.
Bill of Rights.
Yeah. Time out. The American Psychological Association is not proof of anything. Okay? It's not proof of it. It's proof that a group of people agree with you. That's all it's proof of. Okay?
Okay. Wasn't that a little special? My favorite part is that pretty much the associations, I guess, somehow we only go for what science, something to do with stuff we agree with, something, whatever. Anyway, I thought it was amusing when he started to go and say, time out, you know, like that these kids were in college and they were just going to sit in a corner or something and respond to that little timeout T symbol or something like that, especially when they don't agree with him and they challenge him. Oh yeah, he wasn't excited about that, but it just goes to show that there's still some ignorance out there, obviously. However, hearing some intelligent college students actually put their opinion out and not be afraid to do so gives us some hope. And I give all the props in the world to all gay parents and just parents in general. And even the single moms, single dads, because it's hard to raise children. And it's hard to do it by yourself. You know, it's actually hard to do it with two parents, or three, or an entire village. It takes an entire village to raise a kid, apparently. Maybe a village full of gays. That'd be awesome, and festive, and very well dressed. Okay, moving right along. We'll go to some kind of sickening news for me. I mean, normally I enjoy titty bars. Not really, I'm just kidding. I've only been in them twice, and they've been really uncomfortable. And I never paid for a lap dance, because I will never pay a woman to give me blue clit. And it's just, yeah. I think I took one friend to a bachelor party and paid for his lap dance, and, Anyway, alright, sorry about getting into that. I'm just going to read this story that I got from Balearico.com. It was titled Lap Dances for HIV by Jeremy Davis. And basically, here we go. It's from the DCist. I think that's what it's called. Whatever. Anyway. Earlier today, the district's attorney general, Irv Nathan, announced that the city was filing suit against Miracle Hands, an organization which stands accused of taking $329,653,000 of that $10 million in grants and spending it on construction of a nightclub. You hear that? Nightclub. The investigation was prompted at the request of at-large council member David Catina. The organization, the AG, says, billed the city for renovations made at two warehouses which were to be used to house HIV/AIDS patients. One of those warehouses has the same address as Stadium Club. Okay, so basically, yep, exactly what's going on here is that some money that was going to help HIV/AIDS patients went to renovating a club, a strip club, a titty bar. Isn't that awesome? Look at our, look at hard-earned dollars going to titties, as opposed to people who actually need to live. Good Lord. All right, for a little bit of humor, maybe some sick humor, this was a tweet that Senator John McCain, who could have been our president, think about that, he put out on his birthday, which I believe was August 31st, me. Anyway, the tweet said, "Thanks for all the birthday wishes. If I had known I would live this long, I would have taken better care of myself." Oh, good Lord. Does that mean that we could have had, yes, you guessed it, President Sarah Palin? I see people running into Canada right now. I see other people throwing themselves off buildings. Thankfully, you do not have to run to another country, nor do you have to jump off a building. Vote Ron Paul. 2012. And our last story actually has nothing to do with gayness, just like the last story. I just think it's entertaining. And I give mad props to celebrity Daryl Hannah. If you don't know who Daryl Hannah is, that's a sad day. She was famous for wearing the eye patch in Kill Bill, and she was pretty hardcore. I mean, Kill Bill and Kill Bill 2, man, all about Uma Thurman whooping people's ass like a ninja. Anyway, so Daryl Hannah. We'll go into that story, and this one I got from Yahoo.com. And this comes from the Washington AP. Actress Daryl Hannah has been arrested in front of the White House along with other environmental protesters opposing a planned oil pipeline from Canada to the U.S. Gulf Coast. The sit-in Tuesday involved dozens protesting the Keystone... Oops, sorry, I wasn't even paying attention. Anyway, pipeline. It would go through Montana, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas to refineries in Texas. Before she was arrested, Hannah told the Associated Press the protesters wanted to be free from dependence on fossil fuels. The group calls for clean energy investments instead. Hannah says they hope President Barack Obama will not bow to oil lobbyists. Hannah sat down on the sidewalk and refused orders from U.S. Park Police to move. She has been arrested in the past for environmental causes. That's what I'm talking about. So the celebrities putting their faces out there trying to look sexy and all that good junk and getting lipo and weird crap. Here we got Daryl Hannah actually standing up for something that people actually give a damn about. Care about the environment, people. It's important. If the environment is not being taken care of, your ass isn't going to be taken care of. Take care of the damn environment. And on that note, I'm done with the news for this week. And I should be back next week. And then I will probably have another voicemail number, because since I kind of neglected the other one, yeah, 30 days, if you don't use it, it kind of just disappears. So I'll get that to you next week. However, if you want to get in contact, you can either go to the website at Ethnic Lesbian and Random, that's all spelled out, ethniclesbianandrandom.blogspot.com, or you can go to the Facebook and you can just search for the page Ethnic Lesbian and Random and like the page there. Or you can even email me at afrosamuraipua@gmail.com. That's afrosamuraipua@gmail.com. And until then, people, take care of the environment.